Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
What to what the silliest doers, the radio programming anyway.
Our ever embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene.
For the Bubbles in the Think Tank 2016 Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
She's sparkly through and through. So set your dial.
Set your dial.
To 91.5.
To 91.5.
And let us do the rest. Cause we've been double dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the Think Tank. On WMFO. In Medford.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a trashy, rotten, satanic, depressed, big, deadly, bovine, bubbly, huge, big, legendary, cold, poultrified, lecherous, blockheaded, fuzzy like a kitty, Juno-esque, slappy, amber, pompous, beetleicious, minimalist, ignorant, slimy, schmucky, nutty, schmarmy, big, hairy, supercilious,
and now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda.
I'm January Fairy.
And we're here to do Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. What year did you get here?
2000.
Wow, I was way down that road already right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about no time. It won't be time for the radio obituaries because it's going to be time for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
It's like we're already talking about it for next year. It's the earliest it's ever been mentioned on the night that it's actually happening.
Oh, it's true.
So good.
So good.
And here we are.
We're already lit up.
Flash. We are lit up. And that has nothing to do with our flashy necklace and matching headband.
We have got a good time going on here already at Bubbles in the Think Tank. January Ferry's been in town. God, you, it feels like you've been here forever already. We've jammed,
in the good way.
Well, we've jammed so much activity
we
into.
We really have. There's been so much deliciousness in the last 36 hours. It's hard to believe that we just got here yesterday.
And what? So we started with 200,000 lights last night. So by now, we're probably in the 300,000 range.
I was skipping delightedly through that entire... The whole thing.
So for anyone who does not know, and I can't imagine that there's anyone who doesn't know, this is January Ferry in the studio with me. She only tends to make about one appearance a year. Well, it would average out to that at this point.
Right.
But sometimes there's more.
Every once in a while, I sneak in for a summer show.
I love that when it happens.
I know, it's nice.
Of course, she did the show with me starting in 2000, which we just established.
Yeah.
And we did
actually in the studio in 2000.
Right.
The first appearance of the JF was before that.
Correct.
But I came to the studio on my birthday and never left.
It's the story of us. I showed up on my 18th birthday and never left.
I showed up on my 22nd and never left.
Exactly. And look at us now, a couple of little old ladies wandering around.
And we brought the same, that's how you knew I was the one. If people forget this tiny piece of Bubbles
this
in the
is
Think
one
Tank
of the best
trivia
pieces of
and
trivia.
Lore, when Belinda showed up in 1990.
No, 1986.
Oh, geez.
Yes, 86.
86 on her 18th birthday and came to the studio bringing intermission music.
Actually, it wasn't intermission because at that point, intermission didn't exist.
Oh, right. Yes. Just bringing a piece of music to share.
Right.
It was The Nails, 88 Lines About 44 Women.
Correct.
And when I showed up on my birthday in 2000, I also brought with me The Nails, 88 Lines About 44 Women.
Now, how that happened, 14 years apart,
I don't
know. You
had never told that story. I don't think you had ever said,
no, because why would I ever tell that story?
Right. Like,
because it wasn't
here's
a story.
Here's the first thing I brought with me. It wasn't like a floating around piece of trivia that I heard and I was like,
no,
guess
wasn't.
How I'm going to work my way in. It just happened to
no,
be.
No, you just worked your way in by being you.
I know. I just smooshed myself right in there.
That's
and
how
never
everybody
left.
Tends to come to Bubbles in the Think Tank and stay around.
It's pretty much the best way to do it.
That's right.
Because it's
course,
organic.
The exceptions to that, well, I don't know if I call it exceptions, but the people who predate us and our smooshing in
right.
would be Not Todd and St. Slade.
Right.
Because they predate both of us.
That's right.
Here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But you should really say Unsanitary Outhouse at that point.
Right, if we're going all the way back.
Because I came in during the Unsanitary Outhouse days.
I mean, you just...
When there was no intermission during the Mad Lib game.
And also, if we're going all the way... I mean, at this point, I think we need to talk about the Wikipedia page again.
Where's my intern?
Where is the archivist? Because there are so many magical details that we could start putting out.
Magical,
about it.
That is the word.
It really is.
That is really the word.
It's a good word. All important cuss sound.
It's true. It's
I'm
going to so
throw
true.
In all of the, you know, when you and I used to do this 52 times a year.
We'll call it 50.
We'll call it 50. Together.
Yes.
Because there are on occasions where we had to wing it on our own.
That is correct. Everybody needs a break sometime.
It's true. We, you know, all of the think tankisms came out all the time, but we didn't have to get them all into 2 hours.
That's right.
So they just got spread out. So I dropped one on Belinda in the car earlier today.
And
that
I
she
said,
hadn't heard in some time is my guess.
Well, no, coming from you.
Right.
Or coming from anybody that wasn't me,
yeah.
I should say. We were having a deeply philosophical conversation about various other talk show hosts.
Yes, late night talk show host
in particular, but it was a little bit, you know, a little broader than that.
Yes,
but she said, "What you brought up the
repetition is the key of comedy,"
but you didn't believe it for this particular talk show host in question.
Yeah,
that they didn't quite pull that off, even though they attempted it on a regular basis,
multiple times in any given
for
time
40 odd years. Continuing. We won't name names here.
No.
We don't like to talk smack about the competition name.
We like building people up, not tearing people down.
That is correct.
Because it's all about love at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She's got this going on.
Did you see how I did it?
You did. You did it
seamless.
So well.
Seamless.
But I just had to, exclaim at the time that she...
As you drove out of sight.
as she tossed that down in the car tonight. I was like, my work here is complete.
Yes.
For the
if
lesson has been
else,
learned. The lesson
them.
Has been learned. We've learned so many lessons here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It is the key.
Day after
repetition
day, week after
key.
Week, we keep learning some lessons around
year
here.
Year after year, and now I am on the verge of being able to say decade after decade. Because it's been more than one, but not quite two.
We're
yet.
Rolling up to start year 34 in February.
Yeah.
And I believe, I am pretty darn sure that we totally blew past the 10th anniversary at WMFO this year.
Yeah.
Which I should have at least nodded to it.
You can still nod.
But, you know, I think that because
nodding.
I was back from the breakage.
Right.
That I was just thrilled to be back.
Well, and
after
know,
I finished that big cry that I had.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard that.
I know the cry. I'm aware.
But that lasted for weeks or something.
It's a lot of emotion.
It was very emotional.
I know.
For I was in a place where I wasn't sure I was going to keep doing the show.
And
yes. So upon returning.
If that does not bring about the big cry.
What would? Exactly.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Radio Medford.
Medford is good at punctuating my
yes.
feelings around here.
Valid.
All the time.
Because we've had a lot of the big things. We had the big dig. We've had the big sick. We had the big cry. There's a lot of, like, if you're going to go big, go big.
We try to go big at Bubbles in the Think
Tank. I don't really ever feel like we've done anything not so big.
Not really.
No. Why bother?
I mean, we've had a few things that are a little wee, but that's...
Wee is cute.
Exactly.
But that's not, we're not doing...
But wee can be big.
We're not doing wee lessons.
Wee can be huge.
And wee life lessons.
So the thing we're doing tonight...
Yes.
...is we're doing the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. Of course, that's the... Tonight is the night that ends the holiday season for some of us.
Like, this is it.
You know, it's different than it used to be.
Right.
Because, of course, the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib used to involve, you know, 86 people showing up in the studio all with presents.
It was a production.
That last year where we did it,
we couldn't even get through all the presents
in every break. It was obscene.
Even if we played two songs and everybody opened all their things. Which just goes to show...
That's
the
a lot of love.
This amount of love and dedication... And people and stuff involved in doing the show for so long is awesome, but it's also like, well, we can, it's just at that point, it's disorganized chaos, really.
Correct.
Which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it's much different since
we improved. I remember that last year at the Alms Hotel, the moist, cavernous bosom of the Alms Hotel, when I brought the language lab with me. so that I had all the headphones for everybody.
Right.
And everybody's sitting in the floor at the Alms Hotel.
Not everybody.
Well, you know.
Some of us stood for 2+ hours.
The visitors were sitting in that horrible, horrible floor. But all huddled around the language lab. I thought that was a very good scene.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're about to get into the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib tonight.
Right.
So tonight, we do the first half of the program with us eating up as much time as possible so we can play as little holiday music as possible.
Is that what all this witty banter is for? So we can just shut down?
It's a marvelous benefit is what I would call
it. It's the most marvelous benefit of the year.
Because, you know, everybody knows about me and my issues.
Just the holiday music related
ones. Which ones are we talking about?
Which one, she says.
So we've got that. And then we'll turn our attention to the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Of course, last year was volume 3, number 17 of the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. I'm still convinced I could have shoved another year in there.
I am convinced we should have shut it down at least 3 years ago, if not more.
I'm not. When I was putting together volume 4, number 1, this week, I was like, I totally should have just been
I know it made you a little sad.
But we made a commitment.
We did. And also, I do, I have a little piece of connection to that because being number 17, that restarted with me my first year in the studio.
Right.
Was volume 3, number 1.
Correct.
So volume 3 was the expanse of my Bubbles in the Think Tank time.
And I'm going to go ahead and put out here right now my thinking.
Yes, we have.
We caucused on this tonight.
Yes, we had a caucus.
Because when we did the Christmas Mad Lib for all those many, 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 many years, of course, we were doing the Mad Lib every single week.
Right.
Where we had personalities and characters and storylines and things that happened. I mean, you think about Sheldon the Metalhead, who showed up in a radio obituary a few weeks ago.
Oh.
You know, we talked about the story of him a couple times in that obit. And he's a great example of somebody who started listening. God, he was like 14 when he started listening.
Way back in high school, for sure.
And we followed his trajectory through dating and learning about orgasms and all kinds of things like that.
Because it is an educational-based show.
That's right.
People sometimes forget.
Our mission statement. Encouraging literacy and personal growth through telecommunications. He grew up a lot.
Yes, on the air.
On the air. And we heard all of those stories from when he was just a little punk kid in junior high to dating and getting in a band and all the things that went with those things. Right. He's just like a great example of that, you know.
Yes.
Over, you know, that law, that trajectory.
Right.
So that's what the Mad Lib had all those years.
Right.
And now as we move
it had
in
the group contingent.
Yeah.
It was like the, you know, you were hanging out with your friends every week.
And we had a way of bringing in new people very easily.
Yes.
You know, we had our processes. We had ways to take the less interesting callers that called in every week and try to make them a little bit more interesting.
No offense to them, but
I think anybody who's been here since way back then knows what we're talking about, and they're hoping it wasn't them.
Again,
but I'm not naming names.
No naming names.
Sheldon was enough.
Name dropper.
So here we are, 10 years on at WMFO, and how many years has it been since we stopped doing the Christmas Mad Lib in Cincinnati?
Christmas Mad Lib we did in Cincinnati
was 2011. So 7 years ago.
So we have
been
here 6 years now. This is the sixth Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib here at WMFO.
Right.
Yes.
And so, because we're not on the same radio station, I think that has had its own impact.
We're not on the same night.
We're not on the same night.
In the same time slot.
Right. There's a lot of things that have changed.
A lot of change.
And a lot of new listeners.
Right.
Who aren't steeped in that milieu.
No. Have no idea, honestly, what it's all about. Because the Mad Lib part did not travel with you here to WMFO.
Right, because I didn't want to compete.
Except for the Christmas Mad Lib.
Because you were still on.
Because I was still.
While I was
on. Bubbles in the Think Tank original.
That's right. And I went from Bubbles in the Think Tank West, where we didn't do it, to Bubbles in the Think Tank East, where we didn't do it.
Right. We just kept it right there in the center.
Because I wasn't going to try to draw any energy from that.
Yes. And I appreciate that.
Because you had your own waif energies to deal with.
We did.
You didn't need anything else going on.
There was a lot going on.
And it was okay, because I was ready to start doing something new with the radio obituaries. Because this was never supposed to even be a show.
And then look at us now.
So we're having a moment right now.
Yeah.
We're considering.
Change may be coming.
We may not do.
Reformat.
The Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib again.
We don't know.
We're going to see how tonight goes.
Things are contingent upon contingencies.
You know, and that was kind of why I was like, maybe I shouldn't go into a new volume, because it seems wrong to go to a new volume.
I know.
When this is a thought that is happening in my head.
But you said you would. So here we are.
Yeah. So, but, and I try, you know, but then again, it's my prerogative. I should be able to do whatever the hell I want.
It's true.
And really tend to. Which is part of what you love about this, I always thought. So we'll just see how it goes.
We're all really just along for the ride. It looks oftentimes that I'm second in charge. I'm not.
Oh, she is.
Oh, I am not.
She can get me to do so many things that
I would
never have done.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
Well, I guess you just, you know, define second in charge. And when you look at it from that standpoint,
I get second
you are.
Billing, I suppose, which is fine.
So just so everyone knows, we'll be caucusing tomorrow over brunch, most likely.
That's true. There will be
hunting down some vegetarian Bloody Marys somewhere, perhaps, and having a big conversation, depending on how tonight goes.
That's true.
About whether or not we're going to do this again next year.
What does it all mean? What is the changing landscape of Bubbles in the Think Tank? And
you know,
the
public
Christmas
media
manner?
Is experiencing a lot of change.
That's true. As are we.
Exactly.
All the time. You can't stay stagnant. You have to move. You have to change with the times.
And once
you
got to
get hip, Belinda.
I crossed the mid-century mark this year.
Right.
I'm reevaluating everything.
Well, and I feel like that's
as a middle-aged woman will do.
I feel like that's all right. That's how we figure out what to do next.
So that's just what we're thinking about, just so everybody knows what's in our head.
Right.
If you have any opinions about it, please feel free to share them when we get to the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib tonight. We'd love to hear your thoughts about it.
Or because, on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook
fan
page.
Well, of course, but I need on-air content.
Oh, right, yes.
Because that's part of what we're talking about here.
Right.
So
everybody's going to be calling in at the top of the hour.
That's right. So when we get to the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib tonight, by the way, it's when we do the one Mad Lib a year. And of course,
which is just, I mean, that's so madness that it's only one. We have so many books. They're in the trunk of your car right now.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them. Just my era.
A hot fraction of them.
Just my era.
I was right. I was like, oh, she's putting stuff in the back of the car. She's seeing that her archives are still in
my archives are in the trunk of Belinda's car.
Because I got them after I hurt my knee last year and couldn't carry them into the house.
Right.
And then I broke my foot. And then blah, 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 blah. And now it's December.
And now here we all are.
So anybody who feels the need to converse about that during the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib tonight, you should feel free to do so. And we'll be talking more about the ways in which you can do that, one of which will be Skype.
Yes.
Audio only Skype, thank you very much. So be ready for that.
People have been asking for the camera for a long time.
And you
still
ain't
not
going to
happen.
You haven't gotten it for this many decades. You're not going to get it now. But then there will also be the you can actually dial your telephone with the buttons, not the dials, and call in too. So there will be that. So just be prepared.
I would
love
it if people still had it with the dials.
I know. The rotary phones were the best.
With the receiver upside down.
I know.
It's the way to do it.
Headphones and a receiver upside down. That's the only way to do the Mad Lib game. It's been downhill ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since.
Oh, we were so concentrating on if we could do it that nobody thought, should we do it?
Well, hey, I should probably get into this little teeny amount of holiday content that I belabored.
Because just like our visit, we could just do this.
And all night long.
Just like we are going to talk for the next 48 hours.
So as soon as this little bundle of music is done, then we're going to go into the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. So we might even start a smidge before midnight, even. It could happen.
To take care of some business,
that's
possibly.
Right. And I don't really care that I'm going to do the same public service announcement in both hours, because I didn't pull one out for this one, but it's officially public service announcement time in this hour.
Oh.
So I'm just going to say,
do it.
Think about your future and feedthepig.org.
I love Feed the Pig. It's so good.
And that really upset Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research right there, because he wasn't ready for that.
Oh.
And I didn't talk once about the radio obituary retrospective poll that he needs for you to do. We'll do that when we come back.
Okay,
we'll
let's
talk
go.
About the poll. Post it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm sure there's tons going on over there that I don't even know about, but we're going to get going with a little holiday content.
Because if we go, then we can come back.
That's right. Starting with one of our Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, sinking back up on this track.
Beautiful.
Right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bubbles in the Think Tank. Christmas morning, sneaky as can be. I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from Mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks.
Two socks.
This is the worst gift I ever got. On a lousy pair of socks. Tiptoe to the mantle, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Socks.
Knee-high.
Santa, how could you let me down? It doesn't slip or slide or spring or make a sound that rocks. Hey, why'd you stuff my stocking with a lousy pair of socks?
Christmas is coming. There are only 16 more shopping days before Christmas Eve. Now,
does
simplify
that include Christmas Eve?
I guess it does. To simplify your gift giving with the perfect success of bringing pleasure to all, just take our advice, and that's to make a list of all your loved ones, near friends, with the promise that you'll give them all New England's traditional gift of goodness, and of course, we mean Cynthia Sweets chocolates. See, Cynthia Sweets hand-fashioned chocolates have been the family treat, a delight to eat, for over 50 years.
They have.
Cynthia Sweets chocolates are always welcome with pleasure because they're quality and unique. Delicious recipes are always in perfect good taste.
Yeah, they are, friends, really.
For the most discriminating, only fresh dairy butter, eggs, and cream go into Cynthia Sweets chocolates.
Well, they sound good enough to eat.
Only the choicest of nut meats and fruits. And Cynthia Sweet's special chocolate coating is beyond imitation and beyond compare.
It's made out of genuine leatherette.
So, remember, ask for the gay Christmas-wrapped boxes of Cynthia Sweet's chocolates and Miss Cynthia chocolates at your nearest drugstore or your favorite candy counter. Give the beautiful Cynthia Sweet's package handsomely done up in Christmas red cellophane. Yes, give Cynthia Sweet's chocolates to everyone on your list for Christmas, and you're sure to bring down the roof. To bring joy and satisfaction, because Cynthia Sweet's chocolates have been the first choice of Santa Claus at Christmas time for over 50 years.
I'd like to set fire to this dump.
Just because we're pretty, everybody's jealous. It's like a prison here. Even at Christmas, it's like a prison.
Don't even mention Christmas chicken. My parents are going to be real sore if I don't get them cha-cha heels.
little fatso is all dressed in red. He even had the gall to swipe the pillow off my bed. Now what my kids going to think if Santa's a no-show? Well, boy, they'll raise a stink. But deck the halls and what the hell, yeah, I've still got my jingle bell. So sucker, you can keep the suit, 'cause frankly, I don't give a hoot. But where, oh, where's my Santa Claus suit? That get-up set me back a bundle of loot. The beard alone was $4.98. The box it came in was an antique orange crate. Somebody took the whole shebang. If I find that roly-poly mother, he's going to hang. But gee, I guess that's no way to be. He might do some good with it, and all thanks to me. So, sucker, you can keep the suit, 'cause frankly, I don't give a hoot.
Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. On Christmas morning, the overnight drum had me yawning. I met a bamboo band on the street. First the rhythm was hot and sweet, they were shouting,
take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother, and you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Take a stick and you knock down your brother.
I can remember that 25th of December, on the old man's birthday, everyone were merry up and gay. Women with their dresses so tight, shaking and hitting, now black is white, and they're shouting,
Chant, chant, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Why you take this stick and you knock down your brother, then you take this stick and you knock down your father.
Chant, chant, take a stick and you knock down your brother.
Hello, dressed in short pants, while the woman showed the bamboo dance. I admired Gwendolyn, how she was wagging she dustbin. I had to ball when you're edging me teeth, rolling that thing all over the street, and they're shouting,
down, down, ball, take a stick and you knock on me, brother.
Wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi-wa-pim-pi- beginner a must. Help entertain Father Christmas. She said a drink make a cockapool. Now I am cooler than the fool. She said, boy, if you love the tone, join in the band and shake up your bone. And they're shouting, oh, you take the stick and you knock down your brother. Then you take the stick and you lick down your father. When they got by the rosary, a priest went on so fiery. When he saw the behavior, he got the rhythm in the shoulder. And he watched the girls to the rear, how they were wishing Happy New Year and they shouting, oh, you take a stick and you knock down your brother. Then you take the stick and you knock down your father.
Why don't you do that little Christmas carol you wrote? You told me you wrote a Christmas carol. It's late, I know, but you didn't get finished for Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't get finished for Christmas, but I like to do it.
You better not cry, you better not shout, you better not pout, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is dead.
With me, but if you won't, you ain't nothing but a reindeer prancing all the time. But if he won't, I'd be so lonely, baby. I'd be so lonely. It's gonna be heartbreak, Noel. I want you, I need you, I love you. There ain't nobody above you. So won't you listen to my Yuletide plea? And please, please, Elvis, spend Christmas with me. But if you won't,
hey there, Moppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it. And you ate so many candy sticks, your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it. And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house. And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle. Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet, eh? Been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom? Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Well, lift your head up high and take a flop on the ice with that melody ringing in your head and a hefty new lady in your heart. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. Those skates!
Thank you.
thing to do. Spend all my time making heavy love to you. You're real pretty, baby, sweet as you can be. You're real pretty, baby, sweet as you can be.
This is Sock.
Happy holidays.
Wait a minute, Jamie.
Happy holidays.
Wait a minute,
and
Jamie.
Just keep singing. Happy holidays to you.
Jamie, I think that was too much.
Oh.
Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Santa Claus. Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Let me be your Santa Claus. I wanna slide down your chimney, fill your stockings full. I'll come round about midnight, come through snow and frost. I'll come round about midnight, fill your stockings full of toys. Let you ride in my reindeer. You won't need a happy horse. Chartreuse, Cadillac, and a diamond ring. Yes, I'll bring you a darling, Cadillac, and a diamond ring. cradle. Yes, we'll make them joy.
You still are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're working through some technical challenges, getting the telephone to the board here for the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. So we're probably going to play a little something else before we get started.
Just a little something.
And figure out what we're going to do to make this work.
That's all we do.
Because that was supposed to be the end of everything. We were supposed to get on, getting on here.
And start talking about the things and
the stuff. Because, you know, we've always got some things and some stuff.
But that also means that we can, you know, problem solve on the fly.
It's what we do around
here. We have
to
punt. We have to improvise. We have to just make things happen.
And we're going to do that.
Because sometimes sometimes you don't have phones, and that's what happens.
You know, and we got to admit, we're spoiled here at Bubbles in the Think Tank in the post-wave days,
right?
You could say. So we're gonna go old school here.
Oh, this is fun,
and
we just have to make it happen.
Go back to a little Beatles Christmas action.
Oh my goodness. I was wondering if we had a centerpiece just hanging out waiting, just
in case.
You know,
we can't handle a centerpiece when it's just you and me getting together once a year.
Right.
I realized a couple years ago we just can't do that.
No. Junkies Christmas did us in that a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I just gave up on that.
Yeah.
So,
because then it pushed us way over the top of the hour.
Yeah, that was no good. Because we can't be cute and have a Junkies Christmas.
No.
And when we don't have other times throughout the year.
I actually felt really okay about that decision.
The time had come.
The time had come to put a Junkies Christmas to sleep. And
in so many ways.
There are so many other places that you can find that if need be.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
We didn't need to bring it to you.
Back in the day.
It was hard to come by.
You couldn't get that anywhere.
Exactly. But now.
It's not like
with
that.
With the magic of the internet.
So let us go to the Beatles here for a little bit.
Okay.
And hopefully by the time we get through this, we'll have a plan.
We're going to call in some tech support.
And we'll see what it does.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll be back soon.
Trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because
you
miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
And, all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas presents and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
Yeah, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
Yes, we'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in Ukraine do we belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, wait to the Jack McGregor pan his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in the gym with the old black go, we got some, we got some. Down in the gym with the old black go, we got some, we got some.
Forgot and never brought you line. And old acquaintance be forgot
for the sake of old lang syne. For the sake of old lang syne, my dear, for the sake of old lang syne. For the sake of old lang syne, my dear, for the sake of old lang syne. One upon the two or three.
Well, for the sake of old lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year.
You was here.
We was here. Around the same old mic. Down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song.
different meanings.
No copyright.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-E-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because there's some, we got some fans in the forces.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we've had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's a five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
She could be a queen. Be a forgot and never brought to him. China. Down in Vietnam. And China. And look at all those bodies.
Jordan.
China.
Floating in the river. Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this year.
Well, that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
Christmas
comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got
for
Christmas.
Yesterday,
you are
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Oh, bless
you all
on
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years. Since we can remember
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years.